This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. And you know, local businesses, they are the lifeblood of our community. They interact with us. They shape how we mold and work and create opportunities for our business community. And today, I am certainly so glad to have Dr. Suzanne Lacey in here with me, the superintendent of Talladega County Schools. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. I've been on vacation for about 2 weeks for the Christmas holiday. So it's great to be back in the saddle, and our students will be arriving Monday. So always great to see them back in the classrooms.
You know, you're a person that I see a lot at sporting events. Of course, I do a lot of high school announcing through teams, mostly Childersburg, but I do a lot. But I see you and Russell and a lot of people I know. You really love to go out and interact with all of the kids and the teachers from different schools, don't you?
Absolutely. In Talladega County Schools, we have 17 schools, which is a big territory from north to south, east to west. Every Friday night, I'm at a football game somewhere. We have 7 high schools, and that's always a pleasure to be with the people of the community, because that's a time for relaxation and fun, but it's also a time where I enjoy rekindling relationships, making new relationships, and just being part of the celebration that football or basketball, volleyball brings to a school setting.
Well, and you're someone that I really have enjoyed knowing, because you, in my opinion, I'll use the term, you came up through the ranks. Tell us a little bit about how Suzanne Lacey became Dr. Suzanne Lacey. What got you into education and got you to the point of being a superintendent?
Yes, so I like to refer to this as the perfect storm. When I graduated from Auburn University in 1984,
War Eagle.
I did not have a job. I was an August graduate. And so my mom said, "Now you need to hurry up and get a job," because I was really concentrating on finishing school at the time. And so my aunt lived in Sylacauga, and she said, "Well, why don't you apply in Talladega County Schools?" And I said, "Well, I don't know where that is. I've never heard of it." And she said, "Well, when you're going back and forth to Auburn, when you pass Childersburg, you're on the big bridge. Yeah. That leads you into Shelby County." I said, "Oh, that's Childersburg." So that's where it all started, from her encouragement. And she was also a teacher who worked in Talladega County Schools, retired from Sylacauga City Schools. So I applied, and I was fortunate to get a job at what was called back then Wheatley Middle School, fifth grade. So that was just an awesome experience. I was under a great mentor. John Raglan was my principal. Dan Payant was my assistant principal. Marvin Rochelle was the principal at the high school. Donald Duck was part of our central office at the time. And I cannot think of any more mentors that I could have had to really set me on the right pathway to become an effective educator, because I have the utmost respect for all of those gentlemen.
Absolutely.
And they really helped me so much plant my feet firmly on the ground.
Well, and you talked about the different high schools that we have. And, of course, you mix in Sylacauga High School and Talladega City Schools along with the 7. There are 9 high schools in this county. Well, really 10 if you count ASD.
Yes.
And of course, you have the bigger part of looking over all of those 7. Talk a little bit about how challenging your job is from day to day.
Well, it's very challenging. We serve over 7,100 students throughout Talladega County Schools and our 17 schools, 7 high schools. Talladega County Schools is one of the largest employers in Talladega County. Mm-hmm. We employ almost 1,000 people.
Wow.
So that's a big responsibility every single day, because we have precious children in our hands. And there's lots that goes on in schools every single day to make an effective school. And the personnel is key. And we are so fortunate to have committed and caring teachers in our schools that provide really quality and a competitive education for our students. And I think that makes my job a little less complex because the people that we have serving our schools are really extraordinary people. And, you know, we work hard to find those people. We work hard to keep them in our classrooms, in support positions. And it just makes for an effective school when you have individuals that care and want to serve the needs of students.
Well, and it's not just the teachers. You have to have lunchroom workers.
Absolutely.
You have to have counselors. You have to have bus drivers. All of that fits into a system where you just said almost 1,000 people that are employed by Talladega County Schools.
Absolutely. And I think what people don't realize is a school is just a community within a community.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have to educate, we have to feed students, we have to provide for health issues from day to day. There's so many different hats that our school people wear. And all of that takes place under one roof. And it's just perfect place for students to be able to come, be successful, and get the help in so many different areas that they need.
Well, and you know, you've heard the old adage that it takes a community to raise a child. It does.
It really does.
If you think about it, and I tell people here all the time, we are with people that we work with actually more than we're with our families.
Absolutely.
It's the same way with school. I mean, you're there.
Yes. And if you think about bus drivers, for example, they are the very first person that sees students when they get on the bus in the morning. So their job is so important as they meet and greet and travel to school with students. You know, they learn a lot about families. They're by their houses, you know, twice a day. So bus drivers are so, so important to the livelihood, not only from a safety perspective, but really from, you know, a get-to-know-you perspective. And bus drivers really tell us things that we may not observe because we're not by a student's house every single day like they are.
That's right. We're visiting with Dr. Suzanne Lacey of the Talladega County School. She is the superintendent. We're going to come back here in just about 30 seconds and continue our conversation with her right here on Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
David McCurley hosting Businesses in Our Backyard, and we are visiting today with Dr. Suzanne Lacey, who is the superintendent of the Talladega County Schools, and I've been knowing her a long time. But I got to ask you, what is the most challenging part of your job or something that the public may not know that you have to deal with each and every day you go to work?
I think one of the challenges every single day that the public may not understand or know about are just all of the regulatory procedures that schools must follow. And those are all coming from two places, from the state level and from the federal level. And they're good things in order to provide an effective school for our students. But there's a lot of compliance issues that we deal with every single day in order to meet the guidelines. And sometimes those can be a little taxing. Sometimes our supporters and parents don't understand those. But, you know, part of my job is to communicate that and communicate it well and helping our communities understand the different avenues that schools are responsible for and the requirements that we have to meet not only daily, monthly, and yearly.
Well, and I got to ask you now, you've been superintendent now for 16 years?
16 years.
Wow. Time just goes by, doesn't
yes.
it? But I got to ask you, I kind of put you on the spot with this one, but there are so many kids and young people, teachers that have gone through the Talladega County schools, I'm sure that have been some kind of bright spot for you. Is there one situation over the years or one school system, maybe something that happened that you weren't expecting? Talk a little bit about that aspect of it.
Well, I think one of the joys of being an educator is to reconnect with your students.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I have an opportunity to do with regularly, not only in the Childersburg community, but in communities throughout Talladega County Schools. A number of the students that I taught now have students in our school district, so that's a very special relationship to reconnect. Several of our teachers were students I taught, or I was their principal during my time in Childersburg.
Wow.
And that's a really great joy to see individuals who have been your children as a principal, and then they come back to influence students in their own classroom. And, you know, Josh Pedoras is a good example of that.
Yeah.
Josh spent several years in Talladega County Schools teaching history. And for a young man to be able to come back and serve his community is just very impactful. And I love those types of examples. There are other examples throughout our district where students have come back to serve and be part of the community. We have a young lady at Watwood Elementary, Kelly Payot. Kelly is a graduate of Childersburg High School.
Yep.
And she's one of our outstanding teachers. And she has stayed home to serve the students in her community. And those are special relationships because you have seen those individuals through their development as young people. You may lose touch a little while they're in college or whatever. And then when you get them back, there's another one, Caitlin Garrett. This is her first year at Childersburg Elementary. She is a Winterboro graduate. And to see the good work that she's doing in classrooms, that just makes you so proud as an educator.
See, I can relate to that because people ask me all the time, they say, how long have you been calling ball games? This was my 35th year. This started my 35th year. And now, as where I, my son KJ was a graduate of Fayetteville High School, and he got drug along to ball games when he was 7 or 8 and enjoyed it and was around it. Well, now he's calling ball games with me, and now he has a daughter. I have a granddaughter. And it's really gratifying to know that he enjoys doing this part of it. And so I can understand that. That must be heartwarming for you to see students that you have taught to teach other kids.
Absolutely. Our principal at B.B. Cummer High School, Jamie Danford, for mm-hmm. example, I was assistant principal during the time that she was under my care. And I've seen her grow and mature to be an outstanding teacher, to be an outstanding assistant principal, and now an outstanding principal. So that relationship goes back almost 35 years with Jamie from the time I met her when she was 10 years old. And those are lifelong relationships. And if I had to say anything about relationships, that really sustains leadership. And I'm asked a lot of times, well, why do you continue to do this? Because you've done it now for 39 years.
Yeah.
And there still is great joy and satisfaction in the work. And I'm so grateful for that. Most importantly, the relationships that I've cultivated during these 39 years has been a real joyful part of my work. And I think for a district leader like myself as superintendent, the greatest gift that I can leave when I do retire is that I have built leadership capacity in our
Absolutely.
District.
Absolutely. And another thing is during that leadership that you've helped to build, you have to have a great relationship with the people you work with at the central office and your board. You have board of education there. As a matter of fact, my cousin is one of your board members, Susan Shaw. And of course, but talk about your relationship with the people that you work with at the central office and the board.
I think that's key to really having a collaborative relationship, because my feeling is we must work alongside each other in order to support our school district and to support our schools. And that has always been my mantra. You know, I don't sit up in the central office every day and you know, bark out orders or anything of that magnitude. I am present with the people that I serve. That may be within a school, that may be within our central office, that may be at a community event. And I think that's so important for others to realize that I do the job too.
Yes.
You know, I have a title, but I'm also responsible for understanding and knowing the curriculum and understanding and being at athletic events and understanding and knowing, you know, issues that may arise in the community. I can't resolve those myself always, but I have an incredible team and an incredible network that I feel comfortable going to in any situation at any moment. To be able to talk through and work on an issue that needs all of our expertise.
And I will tell you, I think that comes from your teaching part too, building those relationships through teaching and going to ball games when you were a teacher. I think that has something to do with it. One quick question I want to ask you before we conclude here is, where would you like to see Talladega County Schools 10, 15, 20 years from now?
Well, for almost 40 years now, I have seen Talladega County Schools at every juncture. And of course, the last 16 have certainly been an inspiring part of my career in Talladega County Schools. We have really had an aggressive campaign to prepare students for the world that awaits them.
A changing world.
Yes. And that has been our focus for these last 16 years. And I think we've really done a superior job in doing that.
I think you've done a great job.
Integrating technology to support student learning, really preparing students for college and or careers through our career tech program. So my hope is that will continue, but also a greater hope is that the district will continue to change and be relevant. Because I think the worst thing that could happen is we're having lots of success right now. We rest on that success and we don't continue to grow and learn, because our world will continue to grow and learn and expand in technology. We don't even know the jobs that awaits kids nowadays. So we have to do our very best to predict, to understand, and to prepare students for that next life.
Well, this has been certainly been a blessing and an honor for me. I want to tell you how much I enjoyed it, how much we appreciate you coming by, taking time out of your before kids get back to school, your busy day. And thank you for coming by here and being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And that's Dr. Suzanne Lacey, superintendent of the Talladega County Schools, being with us today. And of course, we appreciate you watching and listening on our podcast here. It's called Businesses in Our Backyard. Share it with your friends. Let everybody know. And of course, we will see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.